This podcast episode has been brought to you by our good and dear friends from Resilient Fightwear. Resilient Fightwear is a brand located on New York City, New York, obviously, which designs some of the best Muay Thai shorts I ever had the opportunity to wear. Well, not some of the best Muay Thai shorts I've had the opportunity to wear. They have some very awesome designs. They have some immaculate, very soft t-shirts that are super comfortable wearing. They just released their glove line. They make now MMA and boxing / Muay Thai gloves. They're amazing, whatever they do. They're geniuses on their designs. They have awesome designs. They have some of the best hoodies, and it's cold outside. You need a good hoodie. Why not getting it from Resilient Fightwear? They're amazing. And it's a small business, and you know that you have to help them small businesses. Also, this podcast is brought to you by our dear and good friends from Sponsored Fighters. Sponsored Fighters is an online community dedicated to help brands and fighters alike get the growth they need and the representation they need. If you're a brand, just go there and fill the formularies you need, and you're part of the branding listing. If you're a fighter, just fill the forms up and you will be part of the fighter listing. It's an amazing community. It will help your brand or as a literal brand or your brand as a fighter grow. It doesn't matter if you're a boxer, a Muay Thai fighter, a jiu-jitsu grappler, they will help you. It's an amazing project you need to get in. Let's make fighting great. It's the best sport there is. Why not make it grow with the help of Sponsored Fighters? Go there. You can find all the info on my link tree.
Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Big Mo, and I am pleased to welcome you to your podcast main event. Introducing first, your host, he hails from Mexico City, Mexico, presenting Chair Monster, Jose Manuel. I am ready. Our host is ready. Are the listeners ready? No, I said podcast listeners tuning in across the world, are you ready for Che Monster Talks?
Well, today's guest, once again, straight out of Bangkok, Thailand, the man, the myth, the legend, Ted Movey, here to promote Feasting for Money on Full Metal Dojo's Fight Circus number 3. What the fuck?
Yeah, crazy, right? Fight Circus number 3. Thanks for having me back, man. Thanks for everybody listening. I'm not sure if it's going to be Fisting for Dollars. There might be a change in the name, but we'll stick with Fisting for Dollars for right now. It just seems like it's a big graphic for some people, Fisting for Dollars. So some people aren't happy with it, but we'll see. We're on a porn site, so we'll see what happens.
It's gonna be amazing.
But here, let me pull up the I'm happy that it's going. Bangkok, Bare Knuckle Kingdom was the last show we did on the BKTV app, which was John Nutt's first like full bare knuckle show. We did that one last month, and now we have now we have Fight Circus back up again. So, I mean, Muay Thai, a Thai fight, actually, Aaron Sari Sampan and Adam Martin did Thai fight just yesterday or just a day ago, which is a huge show, huge outdoor show with Sen Chai on it. So, yeah, things are opening up. Hopefully there's more and more shows. And where we're going to be, which is down in Phuket, it is gorgeous. The backdrop is absolutely beautiful. The venue is absolutely beautiful. So, I'm super pumped about it, and no problem flying down to Phuket. There's no quarantines, nothing at the airport. I mean, a little bit of a quick temperature check, and you're in. That's it, man. And then you're in, and it's awesome. Yeah.
Quick question. What are your thoughts on the results of the main event of Bare Knuckle Kingdom? It's a very fucking political fight.
You son of a bitch.
You knew I had to throw that.
You son of a bitch. What do you want to know?
What's your thoughts?
What do you want to know?
On my humble opinion, TJ Chang should have won that fight.
Oh, yeah, that's everyone's opinion. TJ Chang was winning the fight. At the end, for the fans who have not watched, spoiler alert, in 3, 2, 1. All right, done. Okay, so there's two ways to look at it, and I'll give you both ways. Okay. One way is the professional, polite way, where you say, okay, TJ Chang, of course it was TJ Chang versus Fabiano Hawthorne. TJ was smashing him up. I mean, he was hugging him a lot. You can see that in photos a lot, where he's like ducking his head and going in almost like he's going to take him down. But of course you can't in straight up boxing. So the one way is the sun, because we were baking in the sun. There was no roof overhead. It's summertime in Thailand, and these fighters are, some of them are cutting water weight. So TJ couldn't get off the stool after round 4, even though he was winning, if not 4 rounds, 3 for sure. He couldn't get off the stool, and heat exhaustion and things like that played into it. And unfortunately, he couldn't get off the stool. Or you look at it a different way when you say, what do you mean he couldn't get off the stool? He got off the stool. He got off the stool faster than Fabiano got off the stool, to be honest with you. So he basically quit the fight and then was the first one off the stool to run over to Fabiano, kind of run over, actually, and thank him for the fight, which was super confusing for everyone because Fabiano was beaten and bloodied and still on the stool. So when some people say to me, oh, he couldn't get off the stool, I say, watch it again. He got off the stool, because usually you think you can't get off the stool, you're helped out of the ring, right? Like if you can't get off the stool, you're so exhausted or so beat up or whatever that you need help getting off the stool. You need help getting out of the ring. Yeah, pretty much.
No, the very famous no mas.
No, that didn't.
No mas.
Exactly. But and there was probably many more instances where fighters just literally couldn't get off the stool. But he got off the stool, he thanked him, and then partied all night.
Yeah, that's true. But let's face it. I think that bare knuckle boxing should be basically taking in consideration the faces of these guys, because when you're landing no gloves, no shit, people are getting bloodied. Like, let's face it, just like Fabiano Hawthorne, I've seen recent pictures of him and he still looks very messed up.
Oh yeah, sure.
And TJ Chang looks fresh. He went back to training. He already partied. He did what he had to do. But
he proposed. He proposed.
Yeah.
He proposed that night to his girlfriend, now fiance. Yeah, he proposed that night too. Yeah.
The lady that you thought was the actual TJ Chang.
Yeah. For the fans who don't know that, obviously a name like TJ Chang sounds Asian, hashtag racism, sorry. So when I saw him and his girlfriend,
Anna, apparently it's not Asian, like,
do you know these people? Yeah. But when I saw the photo of his Asian now fiance and him, I just assumed her name was TJ Chang. And his was probably like, I don't know, Christopher Smith or something. So yeah. So now they're gonna fight. They're rematching and they're gonna fight. Let me get this straight. It should just be one. Oh, they don't have it here. It should just be one 10-minute. It's just going to be one 10-minute round. That's it.
I think Fabian is gonna get murked. I think that, like, I was talking to TJ Chang, and he was telling me that in the rematch he's gonna actually murder Fabiano.
Well, they all like to pump up the fights, don't they?
I don't think he's actually gonna murder him, but let's face it, he's a way better boxer.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Fabiano is way more of a all-around kind of a discipline fighter. I mean, you know, he'll take any fight and be good in any fight as far as any discipline. I mean, where he'll go kickboxing, he'll go Lat Wei, he'll go Muay Thai. What TJ Chang is a boxer. That's what he does. He loves boxing. So for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Now, what do we tell on scores?
Okay, so Banking No Money again. They're 2-0. Banking No Money are 2-0 on the 2-1. They fought Ali, right? They fought Ali's Barbecue.
Ali Mohammed.
Yeah, they fought Ali's Barbecue, who is a 45-year-old or maybe 47-year-old restaurateur.
The king of the kebab. Best kebabs on all Thailand.
Yeah, and he does fight. He doesn't mind a scrap. He does look like the Iron Sheik, for anyone who wants to know. And he doesn't mind a scrap. But he's definitely not a professional fighter. So then Banking No Money fought... They fought the Russian first. They beat the Russian twice, actually, because they just decided to run it back. And since it's John Nutt's promotion, I mean, everything during this card is all John Nutt. It's all John Nutt. So if he wants him to run back again, who cares? There's no CEO. You know what I mean? We're in Bangkok, Thailand. You know, it's the belly of the beast. So they ran it back again, technically won twice. Okay, so here's the big deal now. They're fighting a fighter that was in the UFC. They're fighting Will Chope, I think you call it. Will Chope.
Okay, yeah.
So they're fighting a legit fighter now, but the only so I mean they're fighting a legit professional fighter, but the only thing is I don't know how many times Will fought two people, and Banking No Money, this is their third time, so we'll see how that goes, you know. Yeah, exactly, this is their third time now, so they've walked the ring before. They kind of at least must have some sort of a game plan where, even though Will is so decorated in fighting, I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, what's your game plan? I don't know. Everyone always says, oh, just knock one-on-one. Super easy to do, isn't it? But no one's done it. So he's going to try and do it there. So I think that's how we're going to start off the card. Will be with the two-on-one. Of course, card subject to change, but that's going to be pretty cool. That's going to be wild as always. It's going to be pretty fun as always. Bank will definitely put on a pretty good show. No Money will probably be weird, like he usually is in the fight, just kind of being weird a little bit.
He's not into fighting, you know. You can see him just like, I'm here for. He's there more for the emotional support more than anything else.
Yeah. And he just has nothing to do that day, so he's like, there, I'll jump in the ring. So that would be pretty cool. Denman camps back again. TT Denman in that only kicking. He had a huge knockout on bare knuckle, left hand straight down the pike. Some Mac, huge crack you can hear echoing through the valley there. It was devastating.
So TT Denman is back with the only kicking.
Yep. So he'll have the only kicking. He'll have his gi on. He'll have the swagger. You know, he'll talk shit.
He's gonna be 3-0 on only kicking. Yeah. He's a goat at only kicking fights to this day.
Yeah, he is. Until someone takes that crown from him, for sure. And actually, next month, he's going to do an amateur boxing fight down in Bangkok, down near Arn Nutt in Bangkok. And I got the call, so I'm gonna be calling his fight again. So I'll be like the fourth or fifth fight now that I've called for TT, and he's won them all, man. And he's won them all really good. Boxing only kicking. Bare knuckle boxing. So yeah, he's one of them all. So that's going to be a good one. So definitely watch that and look for the replays for the fans, man. Look for the replays on that. And then we have the, what is it? The, uh, the leg wrestling thing, the Indian, yeah, the Indian leg wrestling.
Okay. Yeah. Who are our new contestants?
I got the old card here. I need to bring up the recent card, but I am a mess. There it is. Got the recent card. So we have, oh, wait a minute. I totally forgot about Nong Rose, but we'll get back onto that. It's a winner from earlier, it says here. So they're going to throw two ladies in there, and whoever wins faces Tracy. That beautiful, okay, you know, big black, yeah, the beautiful, yeah, black woman.
Beautiful. Oh,
the legs goddess on her. Yeah. Oh, ho, ho, ho. And great, great gal afterwards. I didn't really talk to her, but at the restaurant afterwards, from her first appearance, everyone was going up to her, and she was even leg wrestling like in the restaurant. Like, she's like, fine, I'll do it now. And we're all just drinking and stuff. So she had a great attitude about it. And she's probably going to be more comfortable now with the whole show and stuff. But I mean, she's you know, one in a million lady right there. So that's gonna be pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure she has the toughest fight camp. You know,
yeah.
There's no much theory behind the training for Indian leg wrestling. You know, there's not much problem.
She's got the best. Yeah, but she's got the best body anyways. Well, maybe TJ Chang, but she's got the best body anyways. So regardless,
Panda Banks,
what she's...
Panda Banks, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
Panda,
yeah. Banks. But you know she has a better camp than Panda Banks. You know, yeah, she does. You can just tell by their bellies that she has a better camp than him, no matter what. Hey.
We cannot disrespect Panda Banks. He's a badass motherfucker. I had him on the podcast. Super nice guy. Super nice guy.
Oh, man,
guy.
He's the
and
best.
And he has the best commemorative. The best title there is. He has a Clinton on a
He's
dress.
What?
He has a Clinton on a dress.
Oh yeah.
Portrait.
Did you ask him where he has it hanging? Is he hanging it in his
he
house?
He has it over his bed frame.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's so cool. So cool.
Imagine
worth
just
it.
Go doing Sweet Sweet Love while looking at Bill Clinton with a dress.
With a Epstein thing on it.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yep. So Tracy's back. That's going to be good. And then I noticed here, that's right, the transgender, hashtag transgenders, Nong Rose, R-O-S-E. Nong is N-O-N-G for anyone who wants to look him, her up. It's a dude that, I mean, wait, is it transgender woman? I don't know the term. It's a transgender woman, I think. So born a man and now transitioned to a woman, is fighting William Gurgui, I don't know, Gurgui, whose brother's on the card as well. So she's gonna fight him. So that'll be good. So we'll have a little, but she's legit. Like she's fought in Lumpini and like Roger them. Yeah, so she's pretty legit. So William needs to be careful in that one. That's gonna be a straight up Muay Thai fight. Just straight up Muay Thai. So
wait a minute. I just want you she became a lady and she's fighting a dude.
I think, yeah, because in Thailand, it's not like in America. In Thailand, if you're born a man, even if you get the surgery, you have to keep fighting men. They'll never let men fight women. It's just not fair, which I really agree with that. Sorry if anyone's going to get upset with me, but I really agree with that. I really think that men and women sports should stay separate, especially with, you know, like the track meets in Connecticut and I think Fallon Fox broke two girls' skulls already, not just one. But yeah, I just think for sure it should be separate. So here in Thailand, for sure, she's totally a lady. I call her a rate. Everyone calls her a rose, no problem. But if you want to punch someone in the face, you gotta fight a dude. They're not gonna let a dude fight a woman, no matter what.
Okay.
No matter what pills you take.
But this is inclusive. She's fighting. She's not getting away with the sports just because she cut her balls off.
Yeah. No, I don't know if she did that. She got some titties on her though. But you can check her out. Nong Rose, and
No, thanks.
You can check her out.
That kind of stuff. I'll
give her a number, dude. I'll give her a number. and then Siri Man Freddy. So, all right. So we got the two on ones, so we got two on one, transgender, kicking only, legs only, the Indian leg wrestling. And then Siri Man Freddy. Siri Man Freddy, who is a beast as a female fighter, the French girl who broke the girl's face at bare knuckle. Absolutely broke her face. Like measured it too. Like had her arm out and was like looked around. It's like weird when you see it. She sees it all coming. She like looks around the guard and she's like, oh yeah, boom, drops her like building seven down.
It remembered me perfectly. Like she was fighting like Tyson Fury. She was just like, okay, that's where I can hit you. Okay, you're going down.
Boom. Yeah, it was cool. So she's fighting another chick called the Chainaconda. That's her nickname, a Thai chick, I guess. Thailand. The Chainaconda. But here's the deal. With a name like Chainaconda, I'm assuming she's an MMA fighter. I'm assuming she is a jiu-jitsu practitioner. So what they're doing here is Trinity rules. So first round boxing. second round Muay Thai, and then
MMA.
So usually the way this works is if Siri, no, I'm not really sure how Siri is on the ground. I haven't seen her fight Muay Thai. I can ask her before I get on the mic for sure. But so if Siri doesn't take her out in rounds one and two, she might have a lot of trouble if this chick just jumps on her back and just starts causing crazy shit on her. You know what I mean? Like just starts going for some crazy chokes. I'm not sure if Siri can do it.
Okay, Dad, can I make a quick question? Are we going to see back our Brooklyn Brawler?
No, he's not on it.
We're not having the best pastry chef on all Bangkok throwing hands.
He's not on it. No. Card's subject to change. Someone gets hurt, someone doesn't pass their medical, someone doesn't get hurt. You know he's one in the chamber.
And also remember, this is just not what we're talking about. He always has surprise fights.
Oh yeah, that's true. There's fights that I don't even know that are on here. Yeah. That's true. There could be some surprise fights.
Let's hope he's there with his beautiful smile and his beautiful.
Oh yeah, history. Yeah, yeah. He's hopefully. He posted a picture of himself cooking the other day and it just made me smile. He's just in front of the pan on Facebook with a huge fire.
He's just wholesome.
Yeah. He's a good guy. Yeah, he's cool. So after Siri beats the shit out of this girl, which I'm assuming is gonna happen, then we got Fabiano and TJ again. So just a rematch, 10 minutes, hopefully. Hopefully they go the distance or at least finish it this time. And then the phone booth fighting, which I don't know who I got that from. I don't know where I started saying that, but because a lot of guys in Thailand, you know, they do the clinch, which of course is the clinch, but then they feel so comfortable that range that I noticed, you know, that they just start throwing, like they don't back up. They're just they're just so brawling, close to each other. And, I Bangkok brawling or phone booth fighting.
Oh yeah.
Wait, can I say Mexican fighting when they get close?
Mexican boxing. Yeah, it's Mexican boxing. Oh, Julio Cesar Chavez, Cesar Chavez, Canelo Alvarez, they all do that. Oscar De La Hoya, whose name you butchered the other day.
Me?
Yeah. When we were talking about Shaq fighting Oscar De La Hoya.
What did I say? De La Hoya.
Yeah, exactly.
So we say it in English.
Yeah.
Yeah, these two, I don't know who it is. It's a Thai guy and, they're both Thai. Two Thai guys that have
they're
going to fight in a phone booth. Fighting.
An actual phone booth, right?
No, he has the phone booth. I didn't even think of this until my colleague at Bare Knuckle said, is the phone going to be in there? So I don't think there's a phone in, which I didn't even think of. I'm like, oh shit, you're right. Is there gonna be a phone in there? You're smashing with the phone. So I think it's Letway rules. I'm pretty sure it's Letway, so you can throw headbutts. And I don't know if they're gonna put the phone booth in the cage or in the ring, or if they're gonna have it outside the ring.
Yeah.
Or they might even film it beforehand. That might be secretly filmed beforehand and we cut to it. Because that's just going to be a lot going on. Oh yeah. But anyways, I don't even know. Like, is the glass going to break? Like, can you just throw someone through? I mean, these guys aren't that big, right?
Can they grab the phone?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
No. And here's another thing, Jose. Where the hell is the referee? Because if he's out of, if he's outside the phone booth and they're doing something, he has to what, run around, open the door, and then separate them in the, I have no idea.
It's a mess. So happy to the dev, Ted. That's what we know.
Modern day gladiators. This is absolutely insane. I freaking love it.
It might fucking be. Remember, this is not what we're talking about.
Someone might die. And it's either Nye or Jackie. Someone's going to die.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's going to happen, which is great fight circus nonsense. And then we just have a regular fight. It looks like two girls. Yeah, it looks like two girls. Oh, it looks like that might be Fabiano's girlfriend.
She should fight TJ's girlfriend.
Because, hey, can you type in, let me give you a name on Facebook. Can you type it in now? You got your computer with you?
Yeah.
She's in... Go. Okay, so Sophia, S-O-F-I-A.
Uh-huh.
And the last name is S-I-G-A-R-E-V-A. S-I-G-A-R-E-V-A. If you type her in, if she's in pictures, if she's a blonde chick in pictures with Fabiano, I think that might be his girlfriend.
I think so.
Did you find her?
I think so.
Did you find her? Is she blonde?
Like, S-I...
Wait, what? The last name you mean?
Yeah, S-I.
Where the fuck is she? Yeah, S-I-G-A-R-E-V-A.
She has no picture. She has
anyways. It says
she has no she has no fucking picture on her Facebook. So that means she's a psycho, so she knows how to hold her hands.
So she knows how to throw. So we'll get that fight in. It says ILW. Oh, Indian leg wrestling. Oh, these are the two girls that are going to Indian leg wrestle.
The main event.
These are the two girls that are going to Indian wrestle. And then we have the Siamese. So that'll be Indian leg wrestling. Everyone knows that. Winner of that fights Tracy. And then we have the inside the show. Okay, so I wrap my arm around your body and can punch with this one. You're wrapping your arm around my body, punching with your right. And Siamese, which it's so genius. So I think we've talked about this before. John Nutt is super smart. He's Massachusetts private school educated. Everyone else in his family are lawyers, bankers, business people. They're all pretty high sell Massachusetts type people. John just decided to go put on fights in rural Thailand because he likes to do it.
It's a great hobby.
So the Siamese twins are pretty famous, and we're in Siam. And then the Siamese twins, and then, you know, and then he puts it together as a Siamese fighting, boxing, which is out of control. So four people will be in there. Again, no idea how to call that. How is that going? How do you do footwork when me or you are hugging each other? Jose, I can punch him with my left. You punch him with your right. What are we doing? What the fuck are we doing?
It's going to be amazing. I don't know what's going to happen. I just know it's going to be amazing.
But I hope they keep doing it, because the same thing with the two-on-one fights and stuff. It's like once people see it and they get like they think that they can like build on it. It's like, and then they get better. So I know John's going to have a bunch of messages afterwards of people being like, I'm in on the box. And then I think I just did the card reverse because of the Indian leg wrestling thing. So it looks like our last fight's going to be Bank No Money against Will Kill Cop. That might be the last fight. Anyways, so either this is the last fight or it starts. And then we have a Letwe War versus the Dream in a Letwe fight, which is just a legit Letwe
event.
Fight.
That's a main event. That's a main event.
Yeah, that's what I thought, right? So the card that I have here is all switched around. But yeah, and then we have... I mean, this is not for the fans or for anyone listening. This isn't Fight Circus at all. This is just a legit dope Letwe fight. Both of these guys have fought. I've called War's fight before. Sol Ming, that guy's name, Sol Ming. I've called his fights before, maybe two of them in Burma. And yeah, he's a beast. I mean, there's nothing else to say. He throws hands, he throws heads. He's devastating. He can get cut up, doesn't give a shit what his face looks like. He fights bare knuckle every single fight. Like, that's how he rolls. And then he's fighting Dream Man, who better come with it or you are about to get destroyed.
Can we just emphasize how bad of a fighter named Dream Man is?
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe especially fighting a guy called War, which isn't great either.
And then I'm thinking about Dream and Thai, fun. Like, does it sound better when you say it in Thai? Chai Fun, Fun Chai, Fun. No, it doesn't sound any better. Yeah, it's a weird name. Unless it's he's putting you to sleep.
Well, like, yeah.
I make you dream in the ring because I'm putting you to sleep, maybe?
It's not the best fighter name, but it's not the worst. Like, you know Brandon Moreno in the UFC, whose nickname is the Baby Assassin. That's a shit.
Oh, yeah, name. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like the Baby Assassin? Baby.
No, even though he's Mexican, so I should support him.
What about Uncle Creepy?
Uncle Creepy has the best nickname.
Yeah, that's a funny
he looks the part. That's the problem. I've never seen a baby with as many tattoos as Brandon Moreno. But I have seen many creepy uncles around.
Yeah, that's true. Those
hardcore mustaches. That's a problem there.
Now, well, there'll be some good there'll be some good fights questions. In this card, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Quick question: which, as we have everybody who knows Full Metal Dojo, especially Fighter, because we know there are a beautiful range of midgets or dwarves. I don't know which is a PC term, I don't give a fuck. We are this is Full Metal Dojo after all, where fucks ran out a long time ago.
Yeah, yes.
Which of all these beautiful midgets is the most powerful?
So I only know the midgets by their costumes.
Exactly.
Okay.
I would assume that.
I'm hanging out with these guys. Right.
Okay.
Yep. That's what you asked, right? What is the most? Which is the most powerful?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Batman. No way. Batman's not giving you anything. He's barely alive. I would go with Superman. the one that wears Superman costume. He seems like he's got it all together. His balance. You know, they're always running around wasted. So he seems all right. Batman, no, that's a shit show. That guy's hilarious.
I would have my money on Goku.
Oh, yeah, Goku. That's right. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, he's pretty good, too. But I don't know what they're... Like, how we're going to do the John Nutt and...
Bob Sapp.
Sapp will be there again for sure. He's on the promotional stuff. So I'm not sure how they're doing it. They might each take a... Because they're still feuding. Yeah. So they might each take
we a... We need to know who...
They might need take a corner.
We need to know who is the biggest midget pimp on all Thailand.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so they're going to do something at the end. John Nutt's going to cook up something that's going to be hilarious. It's going to involve midgets. It's going to involve Bob Sapp, and yeah, I don't know.
The real fight,
this time, huh?
The real fight, Ted, is Bob Sapp versus all of the midgets.
Oh my God, he would smash him. It would be good,
bro. He's out of his prime, midgets. But oh, he's yeah, out of his prime. Maybe that would affect. Maybe we can get what was his
name? He's slow, man. He
never was the fastest guy on the planet. He was one of the scariest guys on the planet. But maybe if we get Bob Sapp, I guess all those midgets and the pastry chef, he will get fucked up.
Yeah, he probably would. He would. But those midgets aren't throwing hard. They're not throwing hands. They're like tapping you up like no money did.
They have the balls right in front of them.
Yeah, that's true. Boom.
Get them right there. The problem is Bob Sapp, we all know Bob Sapp was on every single kind of steroid there has ever been. Well, Mexican supplements.
Mexican supplements. Mexican. All of them.
Suplementos Mexicanos.
Yeah, he's took some damage too, man. You can just tell when he kind of walks around. He's lived the hardcore life, man. You know, I don't know how old he is now. 50.
Don't care. He's still a glory. He's still a prime legend, a K1 legend.
And yeah, man. I'm happy he's part of the show, man. I wonder what he's gonna do. Again, they won't tell me until later, but he'll have some sort of a surprise going on at the end. I don't know. We'll see. It's gonna be cool though.
Do you think we will have the same Patreons, the same supporters on this card? Because Hot Retard was the bet top tipper on the first two events.
Oh yeah, he'll be back. All those guys, people who maybe didn't like, oh, that's not my thing. Like, oh, I'm a purist. I love fighting. That's not my thing. I think maybe by now, after the and turn into hate it, they're still watching it. They're still commenting on it. So it should be all right. You know what I mean? But I think it'll be bigger. I'll be surprised if it's small.
It's beautiful.
Too, because we had a lot of momentum going. Like, I wish we did it a little bit earlier, but with COVID, it broke. So as long as the promotional shit gets out to everybody, we're going to have a bunch of people watching.
Sure.
A bunch. Wait, now, are you going to watch it on Cam Soda, or are you going to wait?
Of course I'm going to watch it on Cam Soda. Of course.
Shout outs during the show. For sure. Perfect. I'll shout out anybody. Yeah.
We need to remember, people, the Full Metal Dojo's Fight Circus official drinking game. Because let's remember, John Knott said that he wants everybody to get fucked up during the fights.
Yep. 100%. So, that's the best way to do it.
If you see blood during the fight, you take a shot. If a fighter pukes, you take two shots. If a fighter cries, you take two shots. If a fighter shits himself or herself, you take three shots. If the fighter pees himself, two shots.
Two shots. What if someone doesn't get off this?
Stool?
Go ahead.
No, TKO, it counts as if there's a knockout or no submission or a TKO, you take a shot.
Okay.
If there's trash talk during the fight, you take two shots. If Teddy does a gay comment on a fighter's body, you take two shots. If Ted just makes a regular comment of a fighter's body, you take one shot. Okay. If John Nutt talks about doing sweet love to one of the fighters, you take one shot.
Yeah, that's a good one. That could pop up a couple times. Yep. All right.
Okay. Now, if every time John Nutt says sparkling bikinis, you take one shot. Now, every single time, and you need to take two shots in between fights just to keep shit going.
Yeah, you're gonna be wasted, dude.
Bro, I'm gonna die.
You're gonna be trashed, dude. Oh. Hello.
I will send you the drinking game rules so we can promote it during the fight.
Yeah. Send it during the fight. Hold on. Let me get this back up here. Oh no, my camera. Oh man, I'm a mess. There we go. Need a little.
If Jannat talks about how dressed any of the fighters is, or how beautiful, or how handsome any of the fighters is, you take one shot. And we're upping that, making sweet love to one of the fighters to two shots.
Okay.
I think that's necessary.
And what are you shooting? What are you drinking? Tequilas? What are you shooting?
I'm gonna have some whiskey and some tequila with me. Nice, I don't think one bottle will be enough.
I might have a couple of drinks during the show. Last time they gave us beer at like the last during BKK, they gave us beers for the last fight. Because you know, it's super professional and stuff. It's not like a crazy show. And that felt good. It just felt good to have just like a nice beer. It's so freaking hot. But I think for Fight Circus, I might start drinking probably when Tracy comes out. Because that should be like, what is that? That's like 6 or 7. Like, so I'll probably do that. I'll probably just start drinking that. I won't get too wasted, but by the main event, I think I'll have a couple sucks in on me.
Should we add, if the fighter has a shitty tattoo, you take a drink?
Yes.
Okay, if a fighter has a shitty
tattoo, I'll call it out too. Yes.
You need to call it out though.
I'll call it out. If one of us says it, because I'll have the list in front of us. So if Aaron or me mentions it, then you just do it on your own. Nobody knows, right? Maybe it's not. Let's see if it's a shitty tattoo and it's shitty enough to get made fun of. Take a shot. So it has to. And all of a sudden we go, wait, take a shot. Sure.
Also, another thing we have to take into consideration, every single time they give a shout out to one of the top tippers, you need to take a shot. Or two shots.
Yeah, to the top tipper. Sure. We're going to be getting wasted. Take another drink with a shout out to the top tipper. There's going to be a bunch of tippers, man.
And if we get...
Oh, go ahead.
And I think it should be a double shot if the name is good. And if it's hot retard, you need to take three shots because he has been the top tipper on the last three events.
Yeah, he loves it, dude. I can't wait till that guy. They make some good comments, man. There's a lot of guys making some pretty silly comments. And we get a lot of guys, which I think is surprising, that... They had no idea about fights. I want that.
I'm gonna send it to you. Now, anything else that fans should be waiting for?
Yeah, just John Nutt. Let's see what he does. Because this fight card is set up. And it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so freaking cool. But he's going to throw some curveballs in there. Something's going to happen. Okay. Something funny is going to happen. And then there's the whole Bob Sapp story that has to be intertwined into it. I don't have that script yet. I don't know what's going on there. But it's going to be awesome. That's for sure to look forward to. It's just him and Bob Sapp and see how that's interplay.
Okay, I think we should add this one to the fight, to the drinking game. Oh. Let's be honest. John Nutt is a very well-dressed dude. He dresses like a gentleman. And according to his level of swagger, you need to take one or two shots.
for his look, how swag he is.
How swaggy he is, because let's face it, he's always very well dressed. He's the best master of ceremonies there's ever been on a circus ever.
Absolutely, man. That guy's dope at what he does. And I can't believe some people don't like it. I don't know. Some people hate it. I can't believe it. I think it's so fun, so entertaining, so funny.
Okay. Anything else you want to say to the public?
No. We should do a recap, though. We should talk about it after.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing an after one. Yeah, that's what I would want to do. And my energy was low today, man. I got trashed this weekend. Oh, my God. We're supposed to do this yesterday. I woke up. I actually woke up before I sent you the message. I woke up and went to the bathroom. The whole bathroom was spinning. I was like, that's why I sent you the message. I'm like, there's no way I can do this. And then last night I wasn't supposed to drink at a party again. Oh, my God. My energy levels are out of control. I'm too old for this. But I'll have more energy for the post. Let's do a post one. That's okay, what I want to do. So we can talk about the fights that way too and just give some analysis of it. All right, man. Thank you so much. I'm gonna head back to bed. I am dying. Thank you so much, man. Fight Circus Volume 3, Fisting for Dollars, which may change. Follow me, Teddy Mulvey, MULVAGH on IG or Facebook. And this is gonna be a hell of a card. 2-on-1s, phone booth fighting, Bob Sapp, John Knott, me and Aaron on the mics.
And a shit ton of midgets.
Yeah, shit's an image. Jose's gonna be messaging me with all this funny ass shit to say and all this drinking game stuff. It's gonna be a good time, man. So I'll be in touch with you during the show, and we'll hop on afterwards to give a recap.
Fuck yeah, bro.
All right, man. Thanks, dude.
Thanks. See ya.
Keep lifting. Keep getting big, dude. You're getting big, man. Keep lifting. Bro,
I'm gonna get thicker than a sneaker.
The biggest Mexican I've ever seen.